It is Wednesday, March 7th, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. In this episode, I want to go a little bit deeper into a topic that I've touched on before, and that is your DNA or your hardwiring. And what I want to do is actually give you an example from my experience, from my past, where I had a struggle with my DNA and how that fit with the DNA of an organization. If you've listened to my podcast in the past, you probably know that this idea of DNA or hardwiring is something that I think is really important. I think understanding who you are, how you're hardwired, the things that naturally motivate you and that you find interesting are a great place to start when you're trying to start an organization, when you're trying to figure out what type of companies you should work for and what types of jobs you should actually take. What I haven't touched on in the past is what this fit of DNA, both personal and organizational, actually looks like and kind of feels like. A couple of years ago, I was part of a team that was getting a recruiting company off the ground. And one of the things that we had to do was really kind of dig in and figure out what the mission, vision, values of that organization were. And we were also doing some things around the brand and understanding why, in its current state, why customers did business with it, and why we think customers will continue to do business with that organization as it becomes its own company, and maybe even as it gets a little bit of a rebrand. We just wanted to understand what is that brand promise that we have, what is the brand experience that people have in the marketplace. You know, these are a lot of different things that you've probably heard of in the context of an organization. And so one of the things that we found and one of the things that we did was we took a profile for the organization, for the brand. It's actually called the Fascination Profile. Now, this is an assessment, or it's a tool that you can actually take on an individual level, and you can also take it on a organizational level or for a brand. They really focus on the branding side of things because I think that's where a lot of this is really useful or has been useful for them in the past. But one of the things that I think this assessment actually does is it starts to give some really good language around what is the DNA of your company and what is your DNA as an individual. On an individual level, what happens is they take your assessment results and they pick out two of the seven, kind of, I think they call them fascination profiles, that categorize you. They give you a primary and they give you a secondary. And that intersection of primary and secondary you find on one of their little charts, and they actually kind of give a name to whether it's your leadership style, your identity, your DNA. And so when I take this assessment, I come back with innovation as my number one, and I come back with power as number two. And so that intersection in the fascination world, and that's what the tool is actually called, is how to fascinate. I come back as what they call the maverick leader. If you look at the profile for the maverick leader, they describe you as pioneering, as irreverent, entrepreneurial, artful, and actually dramatic, which I thought was pretty funny. But these are all things that I identify with. They're things that I would agree are part of how I operate, part of who I am. And it's really interesting, just as with all assessments, to kind of have somebody read your mail a little bit and be able to pinpoint some things about you, even though they don't know you, just because you answered some questions. So we decided to do this same assessment, and it's actually just a little bit different, but for the organization and for the brand and for what that company actually stood for and why people buy from it. And so what happened is when that came back, they give you just a single one of these archetypes or a single one of these fascination profiles that identifies as your brand. And so what happened is we filled this out for the organization and we came back with trust. And so trust is all about consistency and long-term commitments and things not really changing over time. And I immediately had a very negative reaction to this. In the moment, I wasn't quite sure why I reacted to this. I just didn't like the things that this was saying about the company. This didn't sound like an organization that I wanted to work for. This didn't sound like an organization that, in my view, would be successful in the marketplace or that people would even want to buy from. As I was mulling this over and as I was trying to really figure out why I was having this reaction to the results that we got, I happened to look back at my profile and forgot about the fact that there's actually a dormant theme that they also identify. So as you've filled out this thing and they've associated your answers with these different themes or these different profiles or types, what happens is they, I think, rank order them to some degree. And the one at the very bottom becomes your dormant theme. And this is actually the way they describe it is this is the theme that you never use to fascinate people. It's one that you really don't identify with. It might be one that you have a blind spot around because you do not operate out of this one. At the time, I thought, wow, this tool is really good. They've really identified something that I don't like to operate out of. They've identified something that I don't like. And now I'm really starting to understand why I'm reacting to the results that we got for this other organization. But one of the things that I've really started to understand lately, and one of the things we talk a lot about within the organization, is about this idea of DNA or identity and how that's really important in aligning you to an organization. It's really important around aligning an organization to its brand, its business model, its purpose, what it's trying to accomplish. All of these things really stem out of the DNA or identity of an organization. And I think as far as people are a good fit for that organization, that DNA and that identity actually align, that's where you're going to have the most success, the most fun at your job, because everything about the way that company operates is going to be within you. It's going to be the same way you like to operate, and it's going to come really natural to you. So here's your takeaway for this episode of the podcast. If you're somebody who's looking to start an organization, if you're somebody who's looking at joining an organization, especially at any type of management or executive management level, you really need to understand, number one, what your DNA, your identity is. You need to have a really good understanding of who you are, the things that you value, the things that you are really trying to accomplish in your life, and how this organization or how this role and this job or this company that you're starting really fit into that by understanding that organization's DNA, that organization's identity and reason why it exists and values, and what it's really trying to accomplish in the near term to see if those things are a fit. If you want to use the tool that I mentioned for getting this insight around a brand and getting this insight around you as an individual, you can go to howtofascinate.com. And again, I don't remember if it's just called the Fascination Profile or Fascination Assessment. It's really interesting. I don't think it has a lot of applications around, you know, actual job fit. And I know that kind of almost contradicts exactly what I just talked about. But when I say job fit, I mean specific roles. You know, so there's other tools that do a really good job of profiling a role and profiling a person and saying, do you have the behavioral capacity to actually meet the behavioral requirements of this role? I think this profile and this assessment actually gives you an idea of more, does your DNA, does your hardwiring really fit with the DNA and the hardwiring of that organization? As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.